Oh, Malay, Rav Abba. The Rav Ashi is Rav Abba. Is that Rav Ashi? Midi Bikpeda. What kind of swear of this? Midi Bikpeda Tal Yimilsa. This totally an Akpodir over here. Like, what did I do with Akpod? The Midi Bikpeda Tal Yimilsa. Rashi says, Bitmiya. Kivun the Tairish and Bentayim. Toirois. Since after the first washing, it's Tor. Alma Lav Damu. He says, Nadam. So why does it become Tomer later? What kind of swear is this? Omele Rabba Rav Ashi. Midi Bikpeda Tal Yimilsa. What kind of swear is this? Omele said back to him, in yes. The time you learn like this, Rabbi Chiyah says, Dam Hanido, in a case where you know there was Vaday Dam Hanido that went on the Beged, so the Beged is Vaday Tomei, the locker is Mavur Olav Zayin Samonim, you have right to wash it off now with these seven Samonim, seven cleaning things, or Mavatloi, and that's Mavatl the Dam, that if the whole stain comes out, very good. And even if there's some stain left in it, still we say Yemavatl it, and as if the dam is not there anymore. So now you can put it into the mikvah, become tor. The question is, v'amai, why? Hodam nidahu. Why do I say if the stain is still there? It could become tor now, because you washed it, so what? But we know for sure the dam nidah, it should still be tamei. Alma, what do we have to say? We see from here, that pikpeda tal yimilsa, that lamaisa, since you are mavatlet, since you washed it off, and for you, you're satisfied the way it is right now, it's like you are mavatlet, you're not makpeder anymore, therefore it could become tor. So you see, it's totally if you're makpeder or not. His ochram in our case also, bikpeda tal yimilsa. And the Bataisa explains, the pshat is that even before, when you took the science of Ammonim, and it did not come off, it's not vadeitsev, it's still a suffix. We're only mitayir it if you're not makpid, so that's like a bittel. But here, when now you became makpid upon the bothers you, that's why you washed it off a second time and it came off. So we see it really bothers you. So therefore, Bakpoda Tal Yimilsa said there was no bittel on it until you took it off the second time. Therefore, Bishas, you washed it the second time, it's like you're makpid on it then. So the dam has a loch of dam tomei, and therefore the beggar is tomei until you put it into the mikvah. But it is totally bak bekpeda. Tanan Hosom, learnt over there, Mishnah Kalim, Tanan Hosom, Chasin, that's an earthly kli, Shinishtamash Bem Zav, that a person was a Zav, used it like a bowl to be matlas meraglam into urine there. And the urine of a Zav is an avatuma. Shebolo Mashkin, that Chasin was Baleya, it absorbed some of the meraglam, so it has tumma inside it. And now the Nofla Liavaratana, this Kli Cheresni, though it's dried out, it falls into the air of an oven. A Tana, that's also Kli Cheres. And a Kli Cheres who knows Makabotoma Miaviroi inside the Kli. So this Cheresen now that has the blue, has an absorbance inside of the urine of a Zav, which is an Avatuma, is inside the Avaratana. So it says now, Vahusa Katana, and the heat is up this oven. The locker is Hatana Tomei. The Tana now becomes Tomei. Why? She soif mashka lotzeis. Because now that you heated it up, so this charsa, this piece of earthly kli that's inside it, when it gets heated, will let out the drops of meraglam that has inside it. So therefore, when the tumah comes out, there'll be metama the Tana. Therefore, the Tana becomes Tomei. That's what says in this braisa. So on this Omra Shloka Vashloka says, Loshonu was only learned as bright that the Tana becomes Tomei Elo Loshonu Elo Mashkin Kalam. Only if what went inside this Charsin was only Mashkin Kalam, was only Mashkin Tomei. But Avo Mashkin Chamurim, but if what went inside this Charsis was really Mashkin Chamurim, like the Meraglam of the Zav, then he holds with Shlokish Tomei Apapish Lehusakatana. Then the Tana would become Tomei, even though you did not heat up the oven. Because even though it's not Soifalosis right now, but since it could come out, it's enough to give it a shame Tumah right now. But Tumah Belua, even though right now the urine is absorbed inside the Klicheris, and even though it's not coming out right now, it's not heated up right now, but since it could come out, therefore right now it's also considered that the Tumah is here, and therefore be Metana, the Tana, even though it's not heated up. So Rashi says what Shlokish means to say is Loishonu. Ho diktona, that day we learned Husakin Lehusak Leonkos, the Tana was heated up. Kolzaman Sheiniv Loyim Bechasas Ein Metam. Mashma Kolzaman, it's blue, it's absorbed inside the Kricheret, it's not Metam anything. That's only if what's inside is Mashkim Kalim, which is not a Nava Tuma. Let's see, only the Dumoyis Einoi was a Dam Magavtoi, or else Oimei Raglayim the Tomei Meis. The Mei Raglayim of a person that's only a Tomei Meis, that his Mashkin is not a Nava Tuma, it's only like a Rishon Tuma, or else of Tomei Sheretz. In such a case there, even when you're Masik and you heat up the oven, and the Mashkin comes out of it, is not mitama the Tana midiraisa, because Mashkin is not mitama kli midiraisa. It's only midirabonim that it's tamei. So therefore, since it's only midirabonim anyway, there we say it's only tamei if you heat up the oven and the Mashkin really comes out. But if the Mashkin does not come out, since what's inside is only tumi midirabonim, it'll only be mitama the Tana midirabonim. Therefore, it's not mitama. But in the case where what was inside it was mamish the miraglaim of zav, that there the miraglaim of zav is navatuma. That has occurred to Matama, the Kli, so then Mashlaka says, even though you do not heat up the Kli, and even though the Mashka that's absorbed does not come out of the Kli, still the Kli is Matama the Tanner, since it's Seifel Lotz of Zadeh Tchak, even it's called the Mashka, it's called the Tumah right now. That's Mashlakish. Rabbi Yechon says, no, Rabbi Yechon Nomar, Echod Mashkin Kalim, whether it was absorbed in this Kli Cheris, was Stam Mashkin, that's only Tomei, Rishon Tumah, like the Demoyis Einoi or the Meraglaim of a Tomei Meis, the Echod Mashkin Chamurim, or whether it was really the Meraglaim of a Zav, it's a Navatom itself, still in both cases. Im Husaka Tanarin, if you heat up the Tanar, that the juice will come out of this Klicheris, then it's Matama the Tanar. Im Husaka Tanarin, I Loi Log, if you're not Husaka Tanar, then no, then you don't say it. That's for Shlok and the stint is Tumma Blua right now. It has no Tumma. Tumma Blua is not Metama, only when it comes out. So on this Eis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reshlokish. Rabbi Yochanan has questions for Reshlokish. It says, in Amishna Hetfilu, if they were Toivol, this Kli, the Shmata that has a, the Begolim that has a Kesem on it. The Yos, Agav of Tyrus, and then she worked with Tyrus with this Kli. The overall of Zion Samonim, and then they tested it out with these seven type of sods for Loy Ovar, and the tumor does not come out, the dam did not come out. So I raised that Tzavah, you have read to say it was only dye, and therefore Tyrus of Tyrus, that any Tyrus you work with it remains Tor, the Begit is Tor. If you ain't Tzorach last, you don't have to be Tevel of it either. So, Rashi says like this. Iyamir Bishnaim Belua Shein Yocholot, something that seeped in, that cannot come out, only a day of Chak, is called Tor. So therefore, Mishum Achetelin Lakula, for meaning we say it's a Tsevahu, and it's Tavar. Why? Because even though it's a suffering, maybe it's Dam, but Kivon, this Dam is Nivla Kokach, that the Sem Samonim can't take it out, that's called Zeroni Kaman a day of Chak. And therefore, even though the Dam is there, but it's called Dam Belua, it's Tor. So it's good according to Yerchan, and while we say all the tyrus that she worked with is Beged, is Tor, because even outside there is Dam, there's Dam Belua, which is Tor. But according to you, Resh Lakish, that you say no, even Dam that's Belua, if it's a Tumah Midiraisa, it'll be Tumah even though it doesn't come out now, since it could come out of the Adchak. So you also, since I date Sofu and you could get it out, Lechura, why the tyrus Tor, the tyrus should be Tumah. So Shlokesh stands back and says, no, Amalei, Shlokesh stands back and says, Hanach Liksamim, leave over this kasha from this Beged that had a blood stain on it, that has a kesem on it. The Rabbonin, because it's only Tumim with the Rabbonin, because we don't know in the first place for sure that this Dam is Dam that came out from what to say it's Dam Nidah. It's a Suffolk where it came from. And Midirais really will make her to say she's Torah. It's only Midirabbonin that she's Tumim. Because this is only Tumim Midirabbonin. Here Shlokesh agrees that Tumah Blue is Torah. Yoni says it by Tumah Diraisa, that's where he says Tumah Blue is still Tumah. But the Eksamim is only Midirabonin. And Rashi says the Midiraisa, Achetir Mebsara. Midiraisa, she's only Tumah. She really sees the Dam coming out. Because much she does not see the Dam coming out, she's not Tumah Midiraisa. Now the Mor says, Iva Toni Rabbechia learned that the Dam Hanido Vada, in case each knows for sure she saw Dam Nido, and it went on a Beged. So the Beged is Tomei Namidi Rice, and the Dam itself is a Navatuma. So how do we make it Torah? So the Rabbi Chiyah says, Mav Rol of Zayim Samonim, you have right to wash it off with these seven different type of suds. O Mavatlo, and you Mavatlo the Dam, and if it comes off completely, very good. Even if it doesn't come off, still it becomes Botol, and you can put it into the Mikveh now. So, Luchur again, you see you can Mavatlo the Dam. Smirin says, Omalei said back to him, listen, Rebbe Lashon, Rebbe did not learn this Mishnah, this Braisa. Shabchiyim in Olei. How does Rebbe Chiyim know this? So Rash learned what the Kasha was, I have a hoch, a devade dam, here it's for sure dam. And still metarin in Lei, Mishum de Nivlo, Kokach, it blew inside the Beged. And even though it could come out at Eitz Ofen, because even though something that could come out, so what's the Kasha and Rash Lakish, still we see it's Tor. Or could become Torah. Rabbi Shlakish would learn that since Rabbi did not learn this in the Mishnah anymore, it's like a rule. It's not a right halacha. Malam says, "Eis for Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish." Rabbi Yochanan is a kasha to Rabbi Shlakish. Says halacha, "Revi is dam." Shenivla Babai is a revi is of dam of a mace that was blew or got absorbed in the house. Shlakish is Babai is tamei. The Babai is tamei. Rashi says, Revi is Dam Shomais is Matamna B'yoyil. So Bayis Tamash says, Kli Abayis Tamein B'yoyil. Any Kli inside the house becomes Tamei, also Tumas Oil. Since the Revi is of a Dam, that's like a Mace is there. That's a Loch Revi is Dam Shenivla B'bayis. His Abayis Tamei. And the Yamri Law, another Bryce says, the Yamri Law, they say, no, Habayis Tor, that the Bayis remains Tor. And the Mursa's blood, please, there's no Machlekis. Hata Yeho Vekelim di Mikoro, Ho Vekelim de Besaif. One is talking about the Kelim was there at the beginning when the Revi Saddam first came into the Bais, so everything became Tomei. And the second Braisa says the Kelim is Tomei after the Dam was absorbed in the house, so it's not there anymore, so now new Kelim that came in now, they remain Tor. Because the Dam is blue inside the Bais, it's not Tomei anymore, therefore the new Kelim remain Tor. Nivla b'ksus, what's if the dam got absorbed inside clothing? So im is chabeses v'yotzim imen reviyas dam, if you could wash it, and reviyas dam would still come out of it, then tumeya. V'yim lav teira. But if we can't have this much, if we don't have reviyas by stam washing it, then it's store. So Rashi says, v'yim lav teira, v'yav agav reviyas shleim and nivla, even though there is reviyas dam in the beged. Amma, what do we see? Belua. Shen yochalotas lehedye ela deat chak, Kiyocha, because they are dates of Nafka Kula Katoni Torah. Till it says it's Torah, so it's called the Kashin Rosh Lakish. Here it's Mash, but once it's Balua, and you can't get it out, only at the Atchak, it's called Bottle, it's called Tor, not like Rosh Lakish says. So my answer is that Rosh Lakish came to back, Amr Rav Kano, I'll tell you, Mikula Revi Yashonakan. This is Lakish talking about a special Lakha of Revi Yazdam, it's only Tony Midrabon, not Midiraisa, therefore we'll make a love here. And Shani Dam Tfusa the Rabbonin. He's only talking about Dam Tfusa, which is only with the Rabbonin. So Rashi says, Hi Revi is the Mekilim Bo, Loi Bebo, not that it came really from a mace. Because that's an issue of the Raisa, then Meshlocha Shol, since it could come out, it's not bottle. But he was talking about rather Dam Tfusa, which is a Shiloh, that Revi's Dam came out when the person was alive and then he was dying. And we do not know when it came out, when he was alive, when he's dead. That's only a suffix to me with the Rabbonin, therefore we could be make what to say, once it's Balua, it's Tor. Then Echnami and Dam di Rice, so the Locha may be like a Shlokish, that it would not be bottle. Now the Gemara says the opposite. Eisvei Reshlokish Rav Yechanan, Shlokish is Kasha to Rav Yechanan. Says a Locha, Kola Balua, anything that's absorbed, any tumor that's absorbed. Kola Balua Sheini Yocholotz, they cannot come out, is Tor. Then it remains Tor. Mashmazoho Yocholotz is Tomei. But as long as it could come out, no matter how, it remains Tomei. V'yafa agav deloy nofik, even though it didn't come out yet, but since it could come out, mashmit Tomei. So it's a kashin of Yechanan says, only if you put it into the tanner, and the dam, and the mashka comes out. But the fact that it could come out is not enough, and here it's mashmit, the fact that it could come out is enough to make a tumma. So it answers like this. Omra popopop is like this. Kol heicho den yocholotzeis, any term is a tumor cannot come out. And below hikpud, all the person is not makbid, doesn't care the way it is, like the dam is in there, it's not makbid. The riakel tor, everybody, even Rosh Lakish would agree that the beggar remains tor, or you could put him to the mikvah now. What's going to be yochol? Lot says it could go out. The hikpud, all of, and you makbid, you want to get out. The riakel tor, everybody agrees also it's tomei, if you makbid on it. So this even the beggar would agree to. So that's what his last Bryce it says, call a bluish, and yochol is a tor. But mashmir v'kut kemar es tamei means where the person is makbid. So even Rav Yochanan would agree there that's like a tamei. Ki pligu is the machlekes to yochol lotzes where it could come out, but lo hikpud olav, he's not makbid, he doesn't care the way it is now. that Masav are Rish Lakish holds Kivan the Yochalot, since the tumor could come out, Afagab Lehikvar Olav, even though he's not Makvar, even though he doesn't care that it stays there till it's Tomei, since it could come out. Masav Rav Yechon holds no, Afagab the Yochalot, even though it could come out, Afagab the Yochalot says, but still,